Carolina.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Thank you for the Nissan material.
I hope it's correct.
I'll take a look at it tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
I believe somebody else arrived.
Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, Brandela.
Please join.
Hey.
Got to see mute.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedulat Shemincha Dati Zerira Aleph Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Taharenu Nora Tufrei Shayan Sintet Dun Na gibor dorshei yehudcha givavak shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kashim barchem tacharem rachamei sidkatcha tamid yamlem betet resh tzaditav gimel Pasin kadosh berotucha nael adata Tet kufet tet dunayim Yachid geye lamcha penei zofrei kidushata Yud gimolamed pezayin kuf Shavatenu kabel Ushmatiakatenu Yodea Kalumot Shinkufat Tadiyata. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahe, Adonai Yohei Wahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Notzer Avon Wafesha, Vechata'a, V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary of the on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Erchimu Hilu Hilu Erchimu L'yata L'shem Yudhei Bavavhei Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Taneinan Dekucha Berichu koma de'aved le'ela w'tata kolaihu kishot v'yovada dikshot v'leid lach mila bialma divaye barnash v'dach yaleya mineya ulanaga v'ya kalana dehakulu ovada Tikshoti nun wikola it's the rich be alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And in view of today's events and yesterday's events, we definitely need to keep saying this verse more frequently than once a day. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher v'rishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of Hashem. We do this using the tool of saying the letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me. Mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta. He za yo ala da la a wa he he ya. Yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me. La a wa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. A nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la. Yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he se shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he he wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he he o be me he yo yo me wa me. And now the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim using the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi lo ya la yo he anu a ka me ta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me ya. Yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo a a la me ta he. Wa he wa na la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ho a la a he he wa. Re la he, yo yo me, he la yo, me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 19th day of Adar, Rabbi David of Dinov, Rabbi Meir Yeshiel Halsto, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Rabbi Yehuda Greenwald, Rabbi Shmuel Engel, Rabbi Yitzhak Kalish, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Yofen, will now do the Ani meditation. Malchut, yo aheni wa yohei, yo aheni wa yohei, yo aheni wa yohei, yosod, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, hod, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, Netzach, Yi Ahini Wi Yohi, Yi Ahini Wi Yohi, Yi Ahini Wi Yohi, Tiferet, Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho, Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho, Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho, Gevura, Ye'ach, Ni Wi Yoch, Ye'ach, Ni Wi Yoch, Ye'ach, niwi yoch. Chesed, ye'ah heniwe yoheh, ye'ah heniwe yoheh, ye'ah heniwe yoheh, ye'ah heniwe yoheh. Bina, ye'ah heniwe yoheh, ye'ah heniwe yoheh. Yea, heini way yo hey. Yea, heini way yo hey. Achma. Yea, honey way yo ha. Yea, honey way yo ha. Yea, honey way yo ha. Keter. Yea, honey way yo ha. Yea, honey way yo ha. Yea, honey way yo ha. We will now say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines. Please lean slightly to the left as you cover your eyes. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now connect to the 10 utterances. But first we will say L'Shem Yehud because we had grounded any excess energy with the L'Shem, the Baruch Shem. L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tebit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Urchilu Urchimu L'Yachda L'Shem Yud Hebu Vaphe V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, la sub Torah mitzvah, vayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadenu kananei aleinu maasei yadenu kananehu.
Vaydaber Elohim et kol hadivarim haele lemor, Anochi Hashem Elohecha Asher Hotzei Ticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beit Avadim Lo Yihye Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai Lo Ta'aseh Lecha Pesel V'kol Temuna Asher Bashamayim Mima'al asher ba'aretz, mitachat v'asher ba'bayim.
מתחת לארץ לא תשתחווה לכם ולא תעבדם, כי אנוכי השם אלוהיך אל קנה תוקד אהון אבות על בנים על שילשים ויעל ריבים לשוני ויוסף חסד לאלפים לאוהבי ושומרי מצוות מצוותי לא תישא את שם השם אלוהיך לשווא, כי לא ינקה השם את אשר יישא את שמו לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו ששת ימים תעבוד ועשית כל מלאכתך ביום השביעי שבת להשם אלוהיך. לא תעשה כל מלאכה אתה ובינך וביתך עבדך ועמדך ובהמתך וגרך אשר בשעריך, כי ששת ימים עשה השם את השמיים ואת הארץ, את הים ואת כל אשר בם, ואנח ביום השביעי. על כן בירך השם את יום השבת ויקדשהו, כבד את אביך ואת אמך, למען יאריכון ימיך על האדמה, אשר השם אלוהיך נותן לך. לא תרצח, לא תנאה, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ברעך עד שקר. לא תחמוד בית רעך, לא תחמוד אשת רעך, ועבדו ועמתו ושורו וחמורו, וכל אשר לרעך. Well, now to the Abridge Kaddish. And use it as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight. And we all say Amen. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemeidekucha v'eila min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'amiran v'alma Yeheshlama Rabba Min Shamaya Bechaim Aleinu Yalko Yisrael Vimru Amen. O Se Shalom Bim Romahu Yase Shalom Aleinu Yalko Yisrael Vimru Amen. Our class tonight is writings by the Ari. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, second column from the left, that will open up the landing page. Scroll down to Parasha Shmini. And there are two links. The first link is Kosher Creatures and Kabbalah. That's where we will start tonight. The Parsha of Shmini has a lot of information about kosher, kashrut. It tells us which animals, it tells us which insects, it tells us which fish. And the Ari is writing on that during this parasha. Jewish mysticism explains the spiritual origin of the species. The latter half of this week's Torah portion contains the basic laws of kashrut, detailing which animals may and may not be eaten. Kosher animals include domesticated animals, cattle, sheep, and goats, seven species of wild beasts, four types of locusts, and various species of fowl and fish. Man derives in general from Zeranpin, while the beasts and cattle derive from the Nukva of Zeranpin. And fish and locusts and fowl derive from Yesod of Zeranpin. For this reason, the numerical value of the word for fish in Hebrew dag is seven, for Yesod is the seventh sephirah. Furthermore, Yesod gives to the poor, in Hebrew gomel dalim, and the initials of this phrase in Hebrew are the same letters used to spell the word for fish. This is an unwritten commentary, but I hope you recognize that fish, locusts, and fowl are on a higher spiritual level than animals. Yesod is actually the sixth sephirah of the midot. But since Yesod couples with Malchut, the seventh sephirah, it may be considered in this context the seventh sephirah as well. Malchut is considered the poor, since it possesses no intrinsic content of its own. Since the content of the preceding sephirah is funneled through Yesod to Malchut, Yesod may be spoken of as giving to the poor. And I am adding, another understanding of why the Ari states that Yesod is the seventh sephirah is that the first three sephirot, Keter, Chachma, and Bina, are called the Gimel Rishonot and are considered as acting in unity, acting in concert, acting as one sephirah. Thus, the Gimel Rishonot is Bina, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod yields a count of seven sephirot. Specifically, fish derive from the states of Chesed given to Yesod for its own purposes. This is why they live in the water. Water is a metaphor for Chesed, since water always flows downward and is the source of life. Certain aspects of Chesed are merely channeled through Yesod, while others, Yesod becomes part of Yesod itself. Since Yesod is principally a sephirah of transmission, it reflects the giving aspect of Chesed. In the imagery of Kabbalah, water is a metaphor for Chesed, and therefore a manifestation of Chesed. Since water always flows downwards and is the source of life. Locusts derive from the states of Givurah within Yesod as they return upward. This is the mystical meaning of the verse, extend your hand over the locusts and they will ascend, for they manifest the principle of ascent. In order to transmit properly, Yesod must be Bin's Givurah as well as Chesed, since unmitigated and unrestricted giving is never effective. This element of withdrawal or restraint within Yesod is embodied in the locus. I'm adding, since Yesod shares downward to Malchut as its essence, Givurah demonstrates restraint by returning upwards. The numerical value of the Hebrew word for fowl, in Hebrew, oath, is equal to that of the word Joseph. Joseph personified the Sephirah of Yesod. Therefore, birds fly, for they too manifest the principle of ascent, as the states of Givurah return and fly upward. The seven shepherds of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, and David in this order, correspond to and personify the seven emotional sephirot from Chesed to Malchut. Joseph personifies Yesod chiefly because he won, sustained, and provided for the entire kingdom, meaning Malchut, of Egypt during the years of famine. And two, he preserved his sexual integrity, and sexuality is associated with Yesod, the Sephirah of coupling. Even while immersed in the depraved culture of Egypt. Since fish and locusts derive from the Sephirah of Yesod, which is referred to as being alive, they do not require ritual slaughter, as do beasts and cattle, but rather only the gathering up. Man, being created in the image of God, reflects both in his body and his soul the structure the Sephirot assume when they form a partsuf. The correspondence between the limbs of the body and the Sephirot is as follows. The Keter is the skull. Chachma is the right lobe of the brain. Bina is the left lobe of the brain. Dot, the rear, is the occipital lobe of the brain. And I am adding, according to science, the occipital lobe is involved with vision. Chesed is the right arm. Givurah, the left arm. Tiferet is the nose and the head, and the chest above the diaphragm in the body. Netzach is the right leg, below the diaphragm, to the right knee, which includes the right kidney and the right testicle or ovary. Hod, the left leg, below the diaphragm, to the left knee, which includes the left kidney and the left testicle or ovary. And Yesod is the reproductive organs. You'll notice that the ovaries and the testicles are not included in the reproductive organs, at least in this teaching, which is a commentary on the writings of the Ari. Malchut is the mouth in the head and the feet in the body. In order for Yesod to transfer the content of the preceding Sephirot, it must properly be focused on its goal. Yesod thus corresponds to the reproductive organ, and Yesod of Zerantin, specifically to the male reproductive organ. Again, this is because Yesod is the Sephirah of transference between one Parksuf and the next. In order for Yesod to transfer the content of the preceding Sephirot, it must properly focus on its goal. We see this in day-to-day life. A person cannot communicate effectively with another person if he is distracted and his mind is elsewhere. Physically, the male reproductive organ cannot transfer the semen within it, nor can the female reproductive organ receive the semen from the male unless they are properly focused on each other. This focus is termed in Kabbalah being alive. Just as in Jewish law, the erect male reproductive organ is called alive, and in its flaccid form, it is called dead. Similarly, effective communication is characterized by animation and excitement, as opposed to a deadpan style that does not excite the listener. Yesod then, at least when acting effectively, is called the live Sephirah. Thus, the animals, the fish and the locusts that derive from the Sephirah are considered to possess intrinsic life force, and therefore do not have to undergo any ritual process to prepare them for Jewish consumption. Note that the Arizal does not yet explain why fowl, even though deriving from the same Sephirah, do require ritual slaughter. This is not the case with beasts and cattle. They derive from the nukva of Zeranpin and therefore require ritual slaughter. Beasts and cattle are considered a lower level of life than fowl and locusts. In order for their life force to be properly assimilated, it must undergo the additional rectification process of ritual slaughter. Through this process, the life force inherent in the animal flesh is rendered capable of being absorbed into spirituality, though being eaten by the children of Israel. And I am adding, remember in our classes, You Are Who You Hate, which is about eating, we learn that what we eat becomes part and parcel of a higher level of consciousness through the digestive process. The Arizal now turns the discussion to the subject of the birds. Now it is the angels that issue from the Yesod of Zeranpin of Atzilut. These angels are the spiritual birds that derive from this level. As it is said of the angel Gabriel, and the bird will fly in heaven. In contrast, physical birds derive from Yesod of Zeranpin, of the three lower worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Whereas the physical fish and locust derive from Yesod of Zeranpin of Atzilut. Fowl derive only from the projection of this level onto the lower spiritual worlds. The difference between Atzilut and the three subsequent worlds is that the pervading consciousness in the world of Atzilut is that of total submersion in the divine presence. Denizens of this world do not conceive of themselves as independent beings, but rather as aspects of divinity. In the lower worlds, the pervading consciousness is that of selfhood. The denizens of these worlds are unaware of themselves as independent entities, although subject to divine rule. This is indicated by the fact that fish must remain in water to live. That is, their existence is dependent on being almost always submerged within the ocean, just as the denizens of the world of Atzilut live totally immersed in divine consciousness. This is the mystical meaning of our sage's statement that the fowl were created from the mire, which is a mixture of water and earth. The Zeronpin of Briah, which is male, exists in the female world. For all the lower worlds are the legions of the Nukva of Zeronpin, of Atzilut. While water is a mystical referent to the Sephirah of Chesed, earth refers to the Sephirah of Malchut. Every world is created out of the Nukva, the female partner of Zeronpin of the world preceding it. Just as a physical child is born of its parents, and just as the parents, and particularly the mother, must rear and educate the new child, Nukva of Zeronpin of any particular world is entrusted with the task of disseminating the light or the consciousness of its world into the worlds below it. Inasmuch as all three lower worlds, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, share the common denominator of being worlds of independent consciousness, they may be grouped together and be considered to have emerged as a group from the womb of the Nukva of Zeronpin of Atzilut. Since the three lower worlds then assume the role of the recipient vis-a-vis Atzilut, in that they are intended to absorb as much as possible of the consciousness pertaining to the world of Atzilut, they are considered feminine and it masculine relative to each other. While water is a mystical referent to the Sephirah of Chesed, earth refers to the Sephirah of Malchut. The lowest of the ten Sephirot and the allegorical floor of the world it belongs to. It thus follows that the lower worlds are the extracted states of Chesed after they have been processed by the Nukva of Zeronpin of Atzilut. This is the mystical meaning of the verse, and the birds will multiply on earth, implying that they are created from the earth. But since it is also stated, let the water swarm with birds, it means that the birds were created as well from the water on the earth. The states of Chesed within Yesod of Zeronpin. Therefore, they have scales on their feet like fish on the one hand, yet they fly like locusts on the other. Fowl possess fish-like and locust-like characteristics. Fowls were thus created from both the Chesed and Givurah elements, and therefore possess fish-like and locust-like characteristics. Since they derive not directly from the world of Atzilut, but rather from Atzilut as it has been processed, diminished and diluted into the lower worlds, they require ritual slaughtering in order to be eaten. Now man is a mammal. He produces and suckles milk. This is because Zeronpin and Nukva of Atzilut suckle from Ima. Man derives directly from Zeronpin of Atzilut and the female partner, the Nukva. These two parts of Fim, which together comprise the emotions of the world of Atzilut and its capacity for self-expression, emerge from the womb of Ima, the Partsuf of Bina. Just as an emotion or means of expression is derived from an intellectual idea that gives rise to it, here again, once Ima has produced the emotional reaction Zeronpin and its expression Nukva, it nurtures them, ensuring they indeed properly emotionalize and express the idea and concept they derived from. The physical manifestation of this principle in man is the nourishment the infant receives from its mother's milk. Beasts and cattle are also mammals, for they too derive from the nukva. In contrast, fish, locusts, and birds produce no milk, and they do not suckle, for they derive from the yasod of Ima. And Ima, therefore, does not suckle them, for as it is said in the Zohar, Ima extends only so far as Hod. Although beasts and cattle are not created in the image of Hashem, and therefore do not reflect completely the phenomenology of Atzilut, the fact that they originate in the Nukva, and the Nukva suckles from Ima, is enough to make them milk-producing and milk-suckling animals, meaning mammals. Fish, locusts, and birds, in contrast, are not processed by Nukva, the same way beasts and cattle are, as we explained. Therefore, they do not possess this quality. They are derived directly from the Sefirah of Yesod, whether it be Yesod of Zeranpin, as stated above, or Yesod of Ima, as stated here. Bina is said to extend only as far as Hod. The intellect related to the Sefirah of Bina extends only as far as Hod. This means that even after a person has progressed from the intellectual development of an idea into the emotional response phase, Chesed Gevura Tiferet, he can still recharge the batteries of this emotional response from the residual memory of the original idea. The same is true once he has passed from the emotional response phase into the initial stage of the active transmission phase, which is Netzach and Hod, and is involved in overcoming obstacles to the transmission of his new idea, which is Netzach, and making it relevant to its target audience, which is Hod. Once he has passed from this phase, however, into the stage of transmission, in which he must focus entirely on the goal, that is, become totally resonant with the target audience, Yesod, he must give up any memory he still has of the original inspiration that accompanied his experience of the original idea. Were he to retain this memory, it would derail and distract his attention from its now crucial object, the recipient. As we said before, this focus is necessary in order for Yesod to be alive. Therefore, Bina is said to extend only as far as Hod, but not as far as Yesod. In this sense, Yesod may be considered an orphan, since it does not suckle from the milk of Ima. This is alluded to in the fact that the verse describing Joseph, he is said to be of good appearance and good form. In Hebrew, it's Yefah Toar Viveh Mareh. The initials of this phrase spell the Hebrew word for orphan, Yatom. Joseph is the personification of the Sefirah of Yesod, as mentioned above. Therefore, fowl requires ritual slaughter, since it has an element of earth in it, as our sages said, that it was created from the mire. The next section, Good Enough to Eat, continues the discussion in Shmini of the various aspects of Kashrut. We do not have enough time to finish this section, and I will read it tomorrow instead of the Tikkuni Zohar. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow we will have two classes. The one at the 4:30 class will be a deep Zohar class on Parashat Lech Lecha, and the 7 o'clock class will finish this section. Shalom Gadol, shalom to all.
Shalom.
Be well.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.